Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlotte Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, one of the newest members of the New Orleans Saints, outside linebacker Anfernee Jennings. First of all, Anfernee, congratulations on the deal with the Saints and welcome to the Who Dat Nation.
Yes, sir, man. Appreciate that, Mike. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you.
Anfernee, I got to talk to Pete Jenkins 2 days ago, and, you know, Coach Pete and Nick Saban, still tight partners today, and he sort of helped out with Coach Saban along the defensive line, so I asked him about you, and he was like, man, Mike, focus. He knows what to do on every play, and he said he had the utmost respect given because Coach Saban told him that Anfernee Jennings knows what he's got to do on every play. And he said, man, you take that for granted. Some guys don't know what they got to do on every play, and sometimes you got to tell them. But he gave you ultimate compliment on that, and he talked to a couple of teammates of yours, and they made the statement that best teammate I've ever been around, college or professional.
Oh, yeah, man, I didn't know that's huge. You know, that's kind of why I play the game, you know, obviously to be a good teammate, but to also be able to go out and, you know, help the team win in any way that I can. And, you know, always, you know, pride myself off of knowing what to do and, you know, why it's important to do it a certain way. And, you know, just go out and, like I said, man, help the team win. So that's a lot of praise, and I appreciate that.
Because I know one thing, when you go to Alabama, they ain't expecting you to win 9 games, okay? It's not about SEC championships either. It's talking about national championships. So you understand this at a high level. And last year, you know, same thing with the Patriots. So Mike Vrabel comes in, and, man, the attitude changed so quickly. So describe a little bit of that, because you've been under the greatest college coach of all time, and Nick Saban, and then you saw what Coach Vrabel did last year for the Patriots. And winning, to me, starts at the top, and it trickles down to the players, and how that attitude toward winning and not accepting anything else is prevalent.
Man, I agree, Mike. You know, like you said, man, it started at the top. And, you know, last year we, you know, it started with the offseason. You know, the guys who was able to, well, you know, starting with Vrabel, man, like, you know, he came in with just the right mentality as far as, like, you know, having it himself. And then, you know, just us as players being able to follow his lead. And, you know, we creating an identity in the offseason. And, you know, a belief that we could, you know, go into any stadium and win. And, you know, we kind of carried that into the season. And, you know, that kind of, you know, resulted in us going on the road 9-0, going 9-0 on the road, you know, kind of one of the first teams to do that. And, you know, that just, you know, set the tone for the, you know, the team, the season, and just, you know, us being able to go out and just execute, and, you know, in the big games and, you know, come up with a win.
Anfernee, when did the talks start between you and the Saints? And we know things came down Sunday with an agreement, and then you were able to sign the contract. But when did the first kind of connect the dots between you and New Orleans happen?
It started like early in the offseason, but it was, you know, one of those things where, you know, I just wanted to, you know, just keep working out and, you know, spend some time with my family and, you know, just figure out the right situation for me. You know, and obviously after seeing what they had done, you know, previously in the draft last week and, you know, in free agency, like, I just felt like, you know, it was a good decision for me to go and, you know, just be, try to get around the guys and, you know, just see what they had going on there and, you know, try to, you know, go there and, you know, just continue to how they finished the season last year. And like I said, the thing they did in the draft, man, I just felt good about it and going there and, you know, having the opportunity to compete with the guys and, you know, get things rolling.
One of the things that jumps out at me about your game is how well you set the edge in run support, okay? Because a lot of people, you know, they all into sacks and all this other stuff, but, you know, you do the other part of the job here, stopping the run. Because if you can't stop the run, guess what? they're going to feed it to you, not teaspoon, they're going to feed it to you tablespoon until you stop it. But that is a real strength of yours, your ability to set the edge and make that play against the run.
Yeah, dog, I take pride in that. You know, just like you said, man, I think you know, the stopping the run comes with a mentality. You know, obviously from the offensive standpoint, they feel like, you know, they can run the ball. That's them telling you basically they're more physical than you. They're tougher than you. And you know, I just don't believe in that. As far as the defensive side, you know, I play with an attitude, and you know, I just play physical, and I just think that stopping the run is number one. And you know, I take pride in that, man. And you know,
Have you been able to converse with Brandon Staley, defensive coordinator, Peter Sermon at linebacker, and Bo Davis, your defensive line coach? Have you been able to talk to those guys and exactly you sort of know where they're going to use you up front, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, man, just being able to be versatile and, you know, go in and be a smart player and, you know, just do whatever they need me to do, man. That's all I look forward to doing. You know, we got, you know, guys everywhere that can play, you know, high-level football and has played high-level football. And, you know, just being able to get in where I fit in there and, you know, learning and, you know, growing as a player, that's all I'm looking forward to.
Tell us a little bit about a guy. You were in New England, Jalen Polk. And my understanding, you guys worked out together before. So a little bit about Jalen, who we didn't get to see play last year. He was injured. The Saints made the trade. Basically, it was a future deal. But a little bit about what you've seen from Jalen Polk, the wide receiver.
Yeah, JP. I mean, I was in New England when he came in as a rookie. And, you know, just him coming in early round pick and, you know, having high expectations. You know, it was just, and then he has a few injuries, you know, so I just think him having a fresh start in New Orleans and, you know, just being able to go in with a clean slate and, you know, just compete and work his butt off, I think that's good for him. And, yeah, man, I'm just looking forward to be back and around those guys and guys I've been around and worked out with a few times. Like, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
One thing for sure, you're going to be a lot warmer in the winter. And you were in New England,
doubt.
Right?
man,
it gets cold up there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I can't wait to be back down south, though, man. Back in the, you know, in that type of atmosphere, as far as like football, everybody loves football, and you know, just back home, man, in the south.
You got to play against LSU. You know the passion for football here in Louisiana. Also, too, sure. At Alabama. Oh, my God. I mean, you know, it's at another level. From people who have never experienced it, okay, you growing up and you played at University of Alabama, and then you go talk to people up north or out west, they don't get, you know, the passion for football like it is in the south.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different, man. It's, you know, like I said, man, New England, you know, they love football. They're passionate about their sports, but it's just different in the South, you know. You know, just I can't even explain it. You know, you walk down the street and you see somebody and, you know, they Saints fan, they LSU fan, they Bama fans, like whatever. Like, you know, you just, you know, they rep 24/7. So, man, like you can't even hide that or deny that or just – even replicate that anywhere in the world.
Anthony, who do you work out with in the off season? You know, I know you're coming to the Saints camp, but in your kind of spring regimen and working out, getting ready for the season.
Yeah, so the last few years, I've been in Temple. My family moved to Temple, so I train out here with Yo Murphy, in Temple. A few guys train with him that plays with the same, like Chase Young trains with him.
Okay.
And you know, a lot of few guys around the league train with him.
The pass rush part of the game, because that's the dudes that really get paid. Come on, you and I know that. Now, if you can rush your quarterback, is that something that's always, because we know you can play the run so well. Is that's something part of it from a technique standpoint that you always looking to work on a move or a counter move to beat that man and get pressure on the quarterback? Because I'm a big believer in this, Anthony. Nothing changes a game or influences the game more in the fourth quarter than a pass rush. If you don't have it, you're stuck in neutral Because, man, if that quarterback's back there and he's got an opportunity to throw the football and you're not affecting him, you got some major problems on your hands.
Right. No, I agree 100%. You know, obviously, you work all season to, you know, just develop a move or two that, you know, that you can use in critical situations. And, you know, it's all about getting those opportunities in the game. Like I said, man, I haven't always, you know, since I've been in the league, always been on the team where, you know, you get those, you get late in the game and you got those opportunities to rush, you know, for a few years. You know, guys was, you know, bleeding the clock out on us, you know, running the ball and just trying to end the game. Last year, you know, we had a great offense and we was able to put up points and be in games where we were ahead. And, you know, that gives you more opportunity to rush the passer. So just hoping to be in those type of situations, man, and, you know, good things happen when you are.
When you look at it, you got to play with a young stud quarterback in Drake May, and you saw – you know, in 2 years, his development and how well he can play the game. And, you know, he's still a young puppy, so to speak, in this game. And now you're on a team with someone very similar in Tyler Shuck. So from what you had saw last year when y'all were looking at film and you didn't know, you know, exactly was it going to be Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck, that's some similarities there between Drake May and Tyler Shuck in many ways other than the physical part.
Yeah, no, I agree. We definitely saw that. And, you know, like I said, man, how the Saints finished, you know, the last 5-6 games last season, man, it was a lot to look forward to. And, you know, what they've done, you know, this offseason and, you know, free agency and the draft, like, you know, I'm just looking forward to, you know, being a part of that and, you know, just you know, looking forward to, you know, go out and competing, you know, with them and against them. Tyler Shuck, like, I'm looking forward to it all, man. Because, like you said, man, I see the same thing that Drake was doing in his first year and then having a, you know, going into his second year, you know, he's kind of looking like the same, you know, type of player.
I'm going to ask you this. You know, the coach is different, but do you get to go back? You've been back a few times to University of Alabama post Coach Saban?
Yeah, of course, man. That's home.
Yes, sir. So you've been back a few times.
Yeah, I have. I've been back once or twice. I visited them most recently when they played in the SEC championship game. I had a bye week, or I had something, and I was able to, you know, attend that. And, you know, obviously came up short, but yeah, I was able to be around the coaches and, you know, the players, and, you know, just see how the things going on.
Anthony, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, can't wait to watch you in that black and gold. And I know one thing, you know it. I can hear it. You know, you understand the Who Dat Nation, man. They behind you, and they, you know, this fan base, and they starving for that winner back again and get back into the playoff hunt. And, man, we wish you the very best.
Man, no doubt. I appreciate it, Mike, man. Who dat? Let's get it.
All righty. Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it. Anthony Jennings, the newest member of the New Orleans Saints, and last year played with the Patriots, had been there since he was selected in the 2020 NFL Draft.